completely honest. Look at this ad. Do I look like this model or not? Not. How can you say that? Everyone at school says I look just like her.
Are you kidding? Her eyes are bigger, her hair is shorter, and she's blonde.
Okay, but other than that, we're practically twins.
Oh, hi, guys. You'll never guess what happened at work today.
Plumber showed up on time?
Get serious, pal. Now, somebody called me from that television show, America Up Close. They're doing a special on blended families.
What's a blended family?
That's us, Karen. Our family living in the same house with these cave people because Mom fell in love with Fred Flintstone. No offense, Frank.
None taken, Bam Bam. Anyway, they want us to be one of the families on the program. They're going to be here tomorrow morning to film our segment.
All right, we're going to be on national TV. All right. Exposure on national television? Why, this could be the break my modeling career needs. I see myself living in New York. I see myself helping you pack.
Never believe who's going to be on America Up Close.
Cher.
No.
Donald Trump.
No.
Julia Roberts. Kitty Kelly. The Judds. One Judd. Give me a hint, right?
Us. The Lamberts and the Fosters.
What?
Yeah, honey, they're doing a special on blended families, and they asked if we'd be a part of it, and I said, sure, why not?
Oh, this is so exciting. That is my favorite show. Well, next to The Young Riders. Oh, I've got to tell someone.
That's pretty neat, huh?
Neat?
Yeah.
Not to me, Frank. I do not want TV cameras all over our house. I do not want our privacy invaded.
Honey, we have 6 kids. We have no privacy.
Frank, call them up and tell them no.
Well, what's the problem? Why don't you want to be on TV?
Frank, we've only been married 2 months. We barely know each other. Our kids fight all the time. They can't stand each other.
Yeah, but everybody's kids fight.
Yeah, well, let them be on TV, Frank. I do not want to share my problems with the whole world. You've got to get us out of this.
Well, normally I would do just that, honey, but there's a little problem.
You signed something, didn't you?
Boy, you're really getting to know me.
Frank, how could you do this?
No, Carol, it's going to be all right. Now, I'm going to talk to the kids and tell them they have to be on their best behavior.
Oh, well, that ought to whip them into shape.
Carol, they really want to do this, and it's the first time they've agreed on anything, so what do you say?
I think it's a terrible idea. I think you're making a huge mistake, and we're all going to look like bumbling, moronic fools.
I knew you'd get behind it, honey.
I don't get it, Dad. Why do I have to get dressed up?
Because Carol wants us to look good when this thing is on TV.
Do I have to wear a tie?
You should be thankful she didn't ask you to wear a mask.
Hey. Remember, we're going to try and keep a lid on the wisecracks, okay?
That's it. I'll get it.
Okay.
No, you should get it.
Okay.
No, wait, I'll get it.
Okay.
Mom, relax. I'll get it.
Okay.
Hey, Dana.
Hey, Cody.
Dana?
What? I smiled.
Cody, how come you rang the bell? You always used to just walk right in.
Oh, well, I never came in the front door before. It's a pretty nice place. Hey, Dana. I know how much you like those big words. So I bought you a dictionary.
Thanks. I was running out of names to call you.
Well, there's some pretty good ones in there.
I'll get it.
Oh, okay.
Hi, I'm Roger Keith. I'll be producing your segment of America Up Close.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, hi, Frank. How are you?
Come in. Roger, this is my wife, Carol.
Hi.
And this is my son, JT.
Hi.
And that's Dana and my nephew, Cody. Roger is here to do a television interview with us.
Oh, no way! You work in TV?
Well, yes, I do.
Something I always wanted to know. How come there's no Channel One?
Well, what do you say we get started, okay?
Okay.
All right, guys, come on in.
Well, what do you want us to do?
Well, just what you usually do. I want you to completely ignore these cameras and just go about your daily lives.
Carol, I need help in the beauty shop.
Wow, man. Fresh ones.
Well, if we're supposed to go about our daily lives, hair is my life.
No, hair is not my life. My family is my life. And now, of course, Frank's family is my life, too. It's not like I have two lives. Would you excuse me?
She just gets a little nervous around the cameras.
Oh, sure. Everybody does it first. But listen, I produced hundreds of these segments, and I've noticed a very interesting phenomenon. After a little while, people completely forget about the camera and become totally themselves.
Hello, everyone. Franklin, are these the television people you spoke of?
Yes, yes, they are. Who are you?
Oh, Franklin, I love your wit. If I'm needed, I'll be out on the terrace, breathing, touching, feeling, because living life is my obsession.
Blended family, we find that dinner is one of the most important times of the day. It's a time to share and a time to connect.
Honey, I'm supposed to pretend they're not here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Honey, they're not here.
I'm sorry, I said I'm sorry. Oh, this is going to be hard.
Give them the phone!
Who are you gonna call? None of your friends know how to use the phone.
Oh, at least I've got friends. Who are you gonna call? 1-800-BOW-WOW? Huh? Don't pull my hair out.
They don't usually act like this. They're just showing off because you guys are here.
Wait a minute. What's going on here?
She stole my favorite scarf.
I didn't steal it. I borrowed it.
Oh. They're just kidding. Come on, Al. Give her back the scarf.
I don't want it now. A pig's been drooling all over it.
Oh, you mean one of your boyfriends wore it?
Squirt your eyes out. Oh, you might break a nail.
The worst song I have ever heard.
You haven't heard this one yet.
That is it.
Hey, I like his music.
You would. You're a jerk.
Hey, don't call my brother a jerk.
Why don't you butt out?
Why don't you butt out?
Why don't you move out?
Fine.
Look out of my head. You know, you got to find out.
Yeah. I want to see you in the other room now. Not you, you.
told you so.
Yes, I do. I told you so.
Carol, I'm sure the cameras are going to catch everybody in a better mood tomorrow.
No one is going to catch me in a better mood tomorrow. Everything I was afraid would happen has happened.
Honey, they are just kids acting like kids.
Our families hate each other and the whole world's going to see it on TV.
Well, not the whole world, honey. Just the English-speaking part of it.
I just can't take it anymore, Frank. I just can't take it. If I see one more cameraman in my face, I'm going to scream.
I wouldn't turn around. Carol, where are you going?
Someplace where I can be alone. My bedroom.
She meant our bedroom.
Not tonight, bucko.
Oh, women always kidding around. Are you taping this? I think I'll just have some coffee.
Your chauffeur. From now on, if you want to go someplace, take the bus.
The bus? What if someone sees me?
Well, that's just a chance you'll have to take. I am going for a walk.
You want some company? Yeah, right. I'll catch up with you later.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow $5? I want to play some video games.
JT, I gave you your allowance. If you can't live on it, get a job. That goes for the rest of you. Anybody needs me, I'll be in the living room, making my bed.
What's the matter with Dad? I've always been able to squeeze a few bucks out of him.
Mom's never asked me to take public transportation before.
That's because your mom's so uptight.
She wasn't uptight until all these cameramen moved in. You know what I think we should do? I think we should talk about this later. 2 o'clock in the beauty shop. Bring your Cro-Magnon family.
For a geek, she's got a pretty mean headlock.
I'm only the most boring person in the family. Ask anybody.
Oh, I trust you, kid.
Hi, I'm Penny, Carol's younger sister. Oh, feel those biceps. Do you work out? Not that it matters. Ooh.
Are you sure you weren't followed? I was, but Aunt Penny cut him off with a pass.
Maybe one of these days she'll complete one. Oh!
Excuse me, but I've got eyebrows to pluck. Can we get this meeting started?
Okay, we've got to talk about the way my mom and your dad are fighting.
Isn't fighting a good thing? It could break them up and end this nightmare.
The problem is, they're not fighting enough to break up. They're just fighting enough to get cranky and make our lives miserable.
Well, we've got to do something. I haven't been shopping since yesterday.
Hey, maybe the reason they're fighting is because we're fighting.
Brilliant, Sherlock. And when 20 million people see us doing it on TV, Frank and Mom are really going to make our lives miserable.
So what can we do?
If you want to get Mom and Frank off our backs, we've got to come off like the perfect blended family.
Well, I'll give it a shot. Hello, Dana. You certainly look lovely today.
Why, thank you, JT. Is that your head or did your neck throw up? Sorry. Force of habit. This is gonna be hard.
Al, I really appreciate you going to the fabric store with me today. I just couldn't make up my mind between the emerald green or the teal.
Well, Karen, I see your problem. I mean, you look fabulous in everything.
Well, you are so sweet.
Well, I guess some of you is just rubbing off on me.
Who were those kids?
I don't know. I'm going to find out.
Boy, I'm glad you guys finally got home. I was worried sick.
Oh, JT, you don't have to worry about us.
I can't help it. You're family.
Here, Al. You can be the top hat. I know it's your favorite Monopoly piece.
Gee, thanks. You know, Dana, I've always wanted an older sister. And now I have two. I am so blessed.
What is going on
here? Yes! Yes! Boy, that's great, Brennan. When I was rich, I couldn't even get 10,000 points.
Mark, you're letting somebody else use your video game?
Not just someone else. My bud, my pal, my stepbro.
Hold it.
Darn, almost a clean getaway.
All right, sit down. Carol and I couldn't help but notice how well you kids are getting along.
Why shouldn't we, Frank? We're just one big happy family.
Yeah, right. Well, we want to know why.
I'm not going to tell. And nothing you say will make us talk.
Say goodbye to your video games.
Okay, okay. What do you want to know?
Mistakenly moved five places instead of six.
And what a coincidence. Six sends you directly to jail.
Oh, no, dear stepsister. I definitely moved six places. Perhaps you were counting with your bad eye.
Perhaps you were counting with your bad brain.
So I figured if we pretended to get along, you guys would stop fighting and get off our backs.
Is this true, Brendan?
I'm taking the fifth commandment.
All right, you're free to go. But don't leave town.
Boy, you sure crumbled like a cookie. Give me my game.
Well, this is pretty sickening. Our kids are in the other room pretending to like each other.
But I thought that's what you wanted.
I don't want them to pretend. I want them to really like each other.
Oh, Carol, that's going to take some time.
Which is exactly why I didn't want those cameras in our house. I mean, we are just learning to live together. Frank, I don't want to be under some microscope.
I really messed things up, didn't I?
Oh, Frank, I wouldn't say that. Just don't know another way to say it.
I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me. I love you, Carol. And I really hate that couch.
Frank, I hate when you do that.
What?
Oh, you look at me with that cute face and those sad little eyes, and then you apologize. It makes it impossible for me to stay mad at you, and I really want to stay mad at you for a while.
Does that mean you forgive me?
Oh, yeah, I forgive you.
I really like making up with you.
Me too. Hey, let's go watch our kids be nice to each other.
Yeah, we may not get another chance.
Really?
Nice to see the kids being themselves again.
Just think, Frank, through the magic of television, we'll be able to relive this moment over and over.